We are here on St. Maartensplein at St. Walkenburga Kerk, St. Walburga's Church, a stone's throw from the Ververdijk, where Amanda Browder's work is on display. In medieval Bruges, foreign merchants and brokers lived here. St. Maartensplein was then called Schottenplein. The square has a certain Italian feel to it, due to the presence of the church and the facades of the 18th century hotel Van Hammer de Stampaardshoeke, as well as the walled 19th century townhouse. Today, St. Walburga's Church is one of the richest and most baroque constructions in Bruges. The projecting frames, architraves and volutes give the facade a dynamic impression. The church furniture inside is rich and ornate. This quiet, atypical and architecturally somewhat unusual square lends itself perfectly to the work of the Belgian artist Hans op de Beek. Danse Macabre is probably the most surprising work of this Bruges triennial. It depicts a life-size merry-go-round, only something's not right. The merry-go-round is at a standstill. It's monochrome grey, and all the horses and carriages seem petrified. In this carousel, the engine has stopped. All gaiety has dissipated, and it seems to be frozen in time. It's like a ghost carousel, caught between dream and reality. Hans op de Beek creates a world that is as complex as the real world. His fascination for the carousel began when op de Beek was still a student at the Rijksakademie in Amsterdam in the 1990s. To him, the carousel represents a kind of grotesque, cream cake-like construction in which entertainment is staged. There is always something depressing about a mechanical man-made construct, especially when it serves to entertain. Tragedy, consolation, and melancholy are intertwined here. Hans op de Beek straddles reality and dream here. Unsurprisingly, he drew his inspiration from the theme of Triennial Bruges 2021, trauma. The carousel shows something festive and fun. The ornamental details evoke sweet memories. But there is also a flip side that evokes less beautiful things. A strange feeling creeps up on us. Still, the artist hopes that you, the spectator, can find a certain form of peace, serenity, and tranquility in his work, so that you can reflect on things for a while and experience a timeless moment. Hans op de Beek is a multidisciplinary artist who creates sculptures, monumental installations, drawings, watercolors, photographs, videos, music, and texts. He often departs from familiar and well-known images, but adds his very own and special twist. This is how he surprises and amazes the audience. With his works of art, he makes the spectator think. He brings about an introspection about being human, about society, about the meaning of life and mortality, and how art can be an element of comfort. These reflections run like a thread through his work.